another son of Tappet, who has just been sensational. Steve Asmussen has saddled more winners than almost any trainer in history. 6,987 to be exact. So he is no stranger to being in the spotlight, and that is exactly where he finds himself today at Oaklawn Park. Steve, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking a few minutes, and you will be busy. Your champion, Untappable, going in the Azeri. You have Tappature in the Razorback, and Bold Conquest, your exciting three-year-old in the Rebel. Let's start with the racetrack, though. There's been a lot of rain the past several days in Hot Springs. How is that racetrack?
I'm surprisingly good this morning, considering the amount of rain that they've had. Closed the racetrack early yesterday, and considering that it rained continuously, I thought the races went off fairly well.
Well, both Untappable and Tappature are making their first start since the Breeders' Cup, and I'm sure you would prefer to race on a fast track today. Are there any concerns with bringing them back if indeed you would catch an off track and that would be the case?
Well, obviously, there's always concerns. I think that, you know, we got several to run today before then that'll, you know, give us a feel for how the racetrack is playing. This being the starting point of their year, we're just wanting everything to go smoothly and for them to come out of it in good shape.
Let's start with Untappable. What have the past 4.5 months been like for the champion?
She got a well-deserved break at Corinthiana, Mr. Winchell's farm in Kentucky, with David Fisk. Loved the condition in which she came back in. She put on some weight and has been her usual spectacular self since returning to the barn.
What is it that makes her so special, Steve?
It's ability. She's got a tremendous amount of talent, and you know, she does things easier than most other horses.
Yeah, well, you've been around so many great horses in your career, and I mentioned all those winners that you've saddled. What is it about a good horse? Is there a certain quality that you see that's common to all of them?
Well, I think that they're extreme, you know, in every sense of the vein. You know, their talent is, and just there's nothing normal about them. You know, mentioned, you know, with Curlin and Rachel, and as well as Untappable, horses of this caliber, they're aware of who they are.
Well, I know trainers tend to watch races a bit differently than, say, your ordinary fan. So what are you going to be looking for when you watch Untappable and even Tappature this afternoon?
Well, I think with Tappature, he spent plenty of time here at Oaklawn, so we have a pretty good idea of what to expect from his race and how he'll handle the circumstances. You know, just, Oaklawn is different. You know, the indoor paddock, just not every – the surface itself, the weather has been a bit of an issue as far as preparation for her. I would have liked to have allowed her a breeze over the racetrack here at Oaklawn, as well as just a little bit more time to be familiar with the surrounding. But with all that being said, I think that the conditions this afternoon is what we're going to worry about now.
Well, both of those horses, Untappable and Tappature, draw the inside post position, both going a mile and a 16th this afternoon. Talk about that, Steve. Mile and a 16th inside post at Oaklawn.
Well, Untappable's had to deal with the inside post in two-turn races previously. I believe in the two-year-old stake at Churchill, as well as, I believe, the Rachel Alexander last year. But, like I said, I would have rather had a breeze over the racetrack with her just to let her settle in just a tad bit more.
Steve, I'm always curious, with somebody that's accomplished as much as you have, do you still get the nerves and the butterflies in your stomach when you're watching them load into the gate, especially in a comeback race like this?
Just like your kids, you know. I mean, of course, you want them to do well. You know, you worry for them, you fret for them a bit, and you want them to do well.
Well, one horse that is like your kid, because he's the youngest of the contenders you're sending to the post today, is Bold Conquest, the three-year-old son of 2000 Rebel winner Curlin, who you also trained. Talk to me about Bold Conquest.
He's a nice horse. Very tall order for him today. obviously with American Pharoah, but some other talented three-year-olds as well. He's a nice horse that I think is going to do better as the races stretch out and with time. I like his sire, Curlin. I think that a little age to him is definitely going to help him, but it is time for him to pick it up.
Well, it's the second start of his three-year-old campaign. Last time out, fourth in the Grade 3 Southwest on February 22nd there at Oaklawn. That was a sloppy track that day. If he catches an off track today, are you confident that he'll handle it as well?
I'm expecting him to handle it a little better. I think that the mud last time kind of surprised him. He didn't run into it early at all, dropped completely out of the race for what we were expecting.
Well, if he can pull off the upset today, and it would be an upset because he has to square off with champion American Pharoah, this would be your fourth win in the Rebel. Why has this traditionally been such a good spot for your three-year-olds?
Well, I've been, like you mentioned earlier, I've been very fortunate to have some extremely nice horses, and hopefully that continues.
And maybe today's the day. I guess if you're going to catch a horse like American Pharoah, maybe it's when he does come back from a layoff and he had those questions regarding his injury. Maybe this is the day that you can catch him. Do you kind of feel the same way?
Well, you're going to have to outrun him. Bob's horses are always prepared.
Just like Steve Asmussen's horses, always prepared. Steve, as always, appreciate you taking the time here in a few minutes. And like all of our guests, you're going to receive a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. We'll get that out to you, and all the best today and moving forward.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.